I'm Dr. George Flynn, and thank you for being here on In-Depth TV. We've got some fun tips for you today, and I just want to share these with you. Studied with a person named Mel Robbins. You may have seen her on TV, and I've taken some of her courses and been with her on some courses. So some of these ideas come from her. Some of them come from my ideas of interpreting what other people have said, and I just want to share those them with you. Some of the things that we do help us be not as efficient as we'd like to be in our lives. And some of the things that we don't do don't help us be efficient. So let's talk about you getting more out of your life. One area that I see that a lot of people do a lot of damage to their lives, and I'm talking about primarily damage to your focus and your concentration, is one of the rules is you should have not keep a phone, not a landline, not a cell phone in your bedroom, you know? Because most people will get up in the middle of the night, wake up in the middle of the night, and what's the first thing they do? They grab that cell phone and check and make sure they don't have any text messages or emails. Now, we're talking about 2 or 3 in the morning, and so most people will check that in the middle of the night. If you're one of those, don't feel bad. A lot of people do it. But we don't need you to be looking at text or emails in the middle of the night because there's not much you can do about it right then. And basically, an email is your inbox, things you need to do that's other people's agenda. You're putting yourself on someone else's agenda. They're taking your focus off of a good night's sleep, and all of a sudden, you're on their agenda, and you're up an hour or two, or maybe the rest of the night, thinking about how can I solve this problem for them? This is not your problem. They've made it your problem. Their monkey's been on their back. And what they've done is that monkey has jumped off of their back right onto your back. And as long as that monkey's on your back, you need to just say, click, delete, whatever you want to do, and jump that monkey right back onto their back. You've got enough. You've got enough to deal with yourself. So keep the phone out of the bedroom. You say, but I charge it up in the bedroom. Put the charger somewhere else. You say, but I use my phone as an alarm clock. Buy yourself an alarm clock. Have an alarm clock and a phone that are far apart. Keep your phone out of the bedroom. Okay, we're talking about phones. Let's talk about the phone. How often do you touch your phone and check it? You see a lot of people pick up their phone, check it, pick up their phone, check it. The average person checks and turns on their phone, ready? 150 times per day. You got a phone, a smartphone with the screen and the text and all the stuff going on and the Facebooks and the Twitters and the Snapchats and the emails and the text and the everything, Instagrams, Pinterest, all of these things, and you feel like you got to keep up. Well, you pick up your phone and look at it and check it about 150 times a day. How many times do you touch your phone per day? Average person in a study, and I couldn't believe this, 2,617 times a day. Over 2,500 times a day, you touch your phone. Okay, you say that's a lot. Well, what about people that are high-touch people? People that really, that's average. The high-touch people touch their phone over 5,400 times per day. Now, that is staying in touch, should we say. So somewhere between 2,500 and 5,400 times a day, you touch your phone. Okay, let's get off the phone right now. We talked about an alarm clock. Your alarm clock. Now remember, we've taken the phone out of the bedroom. You've got an alarm clock. And that alarm clock goes off in the morning. And please do not have one that has a snooze alarm feature on it. Snooze alarm means it'll wait 10 minutes and then it'll go off again, or 5 minutes, or you may be able to set it 2 minutes. The snooze alarm feature may be programmable. But the fact is, you wake up and then you sort of go back to sleep, then you wake up again. Have you ever noticed, after you hit the snooze alarm, you wake up and you're more tired than ever? Why is that? Well, once I tell you this, you'll probably never hit that snooze alarm again. So if you want to hit the snooze alarm several times and wake up feeling more tired than ever, you might as well turn the channel, because I'm getting ready to notify you about why that happens. You have a sleep cycle. In other words, you go to sleep, you're in the light sleep, and then deep sleep, and then light sleep again, you wake up, and then you go back. It's called the REM cycle, I believe. But you go through, you get some REM sleep, or rapid eye movement, not the band, rapid eye movement. You go through a sleep cycle. It's about 75 to 90 minutes. And so you get into this sleep cycle, you get deep, deep sleep, then you come back up to a lighter sleep. When you hit the snooze alarm, you're waked up. You wake up at generally the same time, and your sleep pattern figures that out, so you wake up. When you hit the snooze alarm, you go into another sleep pattern for about 5, 10, 15 minutes just to get into a nice deep sleep. And bam, you wake up again. And now do you understand why you're so tired and so sleepy? Because somebody just waked you up when you were in the deepest sleep mode. And now you've got to try to wake up. And it's been, people have studied this. And I've sort of noticed it myself, but people have studied this. And it takes about 4 hours to recover from that, from hitting the snooze alarm, snooze button. You'll get into a deep sleep, and you'll be waked up out of a deep sleep, and then all of a sudden, you're awake again, you feel groggy, and it takes about 4 hours to recover and get back into your normal pattern. You need to watch that snooze alarm. Just go ahead and get up. Another 10 minutes of sleep will not help you much, and it will bring you out of a deeper sleep, which keeps you in a groggy mode. 30 minutes before getting going, once you get up, before you get going, 30 minutes before that, take that 30 minutes for you, just you. You might get up 30 minutes, have that 30 minutes for you. Please, now remember the rules here, do not look at your phone yet. You've got that 30 minutes, because that looking at that phone puts you on what? Someone else's agenda, and you aren't thinking about you and what you need to be doing. So let's have that 30 minutes just for you. You know, you can work on your life. You can work on your business. You can think about your family. You can think about how grateful you are. You know, you can meditate a little bit. You can say some prayers. Thank God for how lucky you are, how you woke up. Because some people didn't wake up, but you did. So take that 30 minutes just for you. You deserve it. You work for everybody else all day long. Let's take 30 minutes just for you. Now, in the morning, your brain is operating, most people's brain is operating pretty efficiently. The first 2 hours of the day are the best 2 hours for your brain. That's when it's most creative. That's when it's doing things and you checking your phone and you getting on somebody else's agenda. Your brain power is being used to solve their problems, not your problems. So we need you to figure out what you need to do in your life. So I just want you to be able to move forward on one little project. Now, what am I talking about? You've got several things to do. And so if you feel like you haven't, you're just stuck. You're like walking in molasses. You need to just make one move. It may even be a micro move. Maybe just one phone call. One thing about your project, your life, your family, your anything. Just one thing to enhance your life. One micro move. And I want you to write down why this project, why this thing matters to you. Let's take an example. I'm going to pick a trivial example. Getting the car fixed. It's broken. Why does it mean anything to you? Because it means you can take your kids to school. It means you can do some errands. It means you can help other people. It means it's a big why. You want to figure out the why. Then you figure out the why. You say, what action, whether it's big or small, what action will help me, you, move forward with my program, my agenda, you want to figure out what will help you. Now, remember, a lot of the day you're going to be helping other people. You're going to be solving their problems. You're going to be taking care of their needs. Let's figure out something to take care of your needs. And if this is resonating with you, you know I'm talking to you. You know that you need to take care of yourself as much as you need to take care of others. You know, you're on an airplane. If you've never been on an airplane, I'll tell you what happens. But if you've been on one, the flight attendant will say, go through, put on your seatbelt, and that's to take care of you. And it will be to, if oxygen is lost, something, if there's a decompression in the cabin, the oxygen mask will drop down. What's the very next thing they say? Put on your mask before helping others. Now, that would seem crazy. Why not put on somebody else's mask? Because you're built to take care of other people. Put on your mask first before helping others. Because if your mask is not on, if you're not taking care of yourself, then something is going to happen to you where you can't take care of other people. So I want you to take care of yourself before you take care of other people. I didn't say take care of yourself exclusively to the exclusion of other people. I said take care of yourself so that you can help other people. Because if you're out of commission, if you're sick, if you're not exercising, eating right, if you're ill and all the time having to take care of your health and your finances and your life, how can you help other people? And that's the big why. You're doing it so you can help more people, help this world be a better place, because you lived on this earth. And part of that is taking care of yourself. And I hope you see this, and I hope you get this message, because this message is so critical to your being able to help other people, to your being able to have that family you desire, that life you desire, the church you desire, the everything in life you desire. Take care of yourself first. I'm George Flynn. Thank you for watching. We'll see you next time.